This is Robert Cran, and joining me are two good friends of mine, Ben Tabachnik, PhD, and certified nutritionist and master herbalist Donnie Yance. And I want to welcome you both. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you.
And Donnie.
Great to see you again, Robert.
Gentlemen, we're here to talk about something that interests me greatly, and that's adaptogens, which I think are a very underappreciated class of herbs, and herbs that are greatly needed by people, certainly in America and around the world. But I think a lot of people don't know what adaptogens are. And Ben, I'd like to start with you. What are adaptogens?
Adaptogens is a very unique group of herbs which have very specific, unique action. It's help body to cope with stress. And the name of adaptogens is go from the to adapt to challenges, to changes, and to stresses. The main difference, what distinguished this group of very special herbs, that there are many nutritional products on the market, but mostly all of them, the best of them, the best-selling nutritional product, they have very specific action. Let's say echinacea can treat cold. St. John's can help people to reduce their anxiety and depression. Kava can release tension and people will be more relaxed and have better sleep if they have any sleep problem. At the same time, adaptogens and only adaptogens have non-specific effect. It means they have broad action. Usually mentality of the people is to treat any specific problem, disease, sickness, with special medicine. You are catching cold, you are using Tylenol or something else. The same people who more in alternative medicine, they pick up herbal products. Let's say it's echinacea, ginkgo biloba, and so on, which I mentioned, they have very specific action. But all these specific, wonderful herbs, they could not cover the root of the problem. And the root of the problem, let's say you are catching cold, and you try to treat cold with echinacea, but you treat only symptom of the cold, but not the root of your problem.
What is the root of the problem?
Stress. Stress of daily life, because stress suppressed your immune system while you are catching cold. And it's, I mentioned about immune system, the same. We can talk about depression, anxiety, and many, many health problems. They associated, they related to stress. And in Russia, we call it stress-related or disease of adaptation. And adapting can help us to improve our adaptability, to enhance our adaptability, and to help us to cope with stress.
Well, Ben, all this is very interesting, but I think when people have an ailment, they're looking for a specific cure. But I think what you're saying is we have to get to the underlying question of how to enhance overall vitality, which adaptogens, according to you, can do.
And only adaptogens. Why adaptogens in Chinese medicine? In Oriental medicine, it was called kingly supplement or herbal supplements, or they was called elite, or the most effective. And people was using them for centuries, from generation to generation, because they knew that so-called adaptogenic herbs can help them in the time of challenges, in the time of changes. They can help elderly people to keep their strength and stamina. They can help hunters during their long voyages. So it was experience of many, many generations of the people.
I believe in Chinese medicine, the highest class of herbs were the adaptogens, and the lowest class were those that just treated a specific ailment. Is that right?
You're absolutely right. Even specific, what it means specific in China, they combine 5, 6, 10, 15 herbs with specific action. But mostly in Chinese medicine, they try to combine, even if it's, let's say, for immune system, they try to combine different herbs which work in different direction, but with more specific immune system action. And why they called elite and kingly, only adaptogenic herbs can help in non-specific way.
Well, let's talk about this, because non-specific sounds kind of unexciting. Sounds like it's missing a target, but actually, what interests me about adaptogens is that they reinforce and balance the whole body. Am I right, and Donnie, I want to ask you this question. Am I right in thinking that adaptogens help to balance and also increase the vitality of our system?
Yeah, a word that I like to use to explain it is that they increase our responsiveness. And responsiveness is a real key word. We hear the word functional all the time, functional medicine. And the term functional to me relates more to a mechanism, like the human body performs a mechanical function. And it's really not true. When we're under a certain amount of stress and we're exposed to a pathogen, our bodies need to respond to that, and then our immune system gets excited and deals with the pathogen. If we're under stress at that time and all the adaptive energy is used up in that stress response, there's no essence to then respond to that pathogen, then we get sick. But our bodies don't need to be excited or stimulated if there's no sort of viral attack or bacterial attack. So it's really a response that the body does. And the key to adaptogens is building our responsive capacity, building our adaptive energy, even liver. You know, the liver can't detoxify. If you can give the liver all the nutrients, all the kinds of agents that you think of to detoxify, but if there's not enough energy, not enough ATP to be generated in the body and it's all used up, the liver doesn't detoxify. The immune system doesn't respond correctly. You know, all of this has to do with building the responsiveness of the body.
Has our modern way of living with excessive work, stress, emotional, watching too much CNN, worrying about things all the time, poor diet, not enough sleep, exhausted our responsiveness, Ben?
Absolutely. And, you know, even everybody knows that I'm under stress, I'm burned out, I'm so tired, but in the same time, how usually people release their stress. People who, in holistic medicine, they use meditation, they try to change their diet, but in the same time, in long term, it can help them. But it's not really very effective, especially in the short term, to help them. And a quite different approach found scientists in Russia. And this approach to help people to improve their adaptability to cope with stress, and how they can improve adaptability. One of the most effective ways to use an adaptogens, because adaptogens, they can normalize body function, and we will respond to stress. It's quite a different way. When I mentioned about non-specific response, it's the same as stress affect us, non-specific way. Stress affects us in non-specific way. It affects all our body function. And usually the weak system in our body, let's say for some people it can be headaches, for some people it's depression, for some people it's a liver problem, for some people it's catching cold. But it's all as a result of stresses of our life.
Ben, let's review here. What you're saying is that there are plants, the extracts of which will heal our body non-specifically and allow our body to respond better to stress. How do we know that?
45 years of research, more than 5,000 scientific papers. It was possible only in one country, which was Soviet Union, to invest $1 million and to produce such herbal products, which was not for profit, but to give advantage Soviet military, space program, Soviet athletes, and top-level high officials.
Why not vitamins? Why not minerals? Why plants?
Vitamins is fine, and mineral is fine as well. But what's missing? It's missing adaptogens, because we have more and more stresses in our life. If you will use vitamin and mineral, it's fine. But it will not help you to overcome stress.
This is an important point, Donnie. I'd like you to comment on this, too. People are taking vitamins and minerals. What is different about the plant adaptogens that they're not going to get simply by taking the essential nutrients?
Well, one point that Ben just made, which is very, very important, and I'll stress it again, is that there's nothing in the history of the world that has so much scientific validation to give credibility why human beings need to be taking adaptogenic plants. Vitamins don't really have that ability to non-specifically enhance all aspects of human health. We're not talking about a specific organ. We're not talking about mental function. We're not talking about even a specific cellular activity as vitamins do. Vitamins are not capable of that. The other thing about plants are that you have to look at these plants have been studied based upon their adaptability. Plants have to adapt too. And some of these plants, like Rhodiola, for example, how that got discovered was seeing how a plant could withstand such cold temperatures in such a harsh environment that they started to say, well, maybe this plant, which has adapted to this environment, can help human beings adapt. Well, vitamins are important, and they're part of what keeps us well, but they're not living beings as we are. They're not part of that whole chain. That whole aspect of understanding where we come from and where plants come from is kind of the same thing. And vitamins and minerals as supplements are kind of manufactured. They're man-made. They're parts of food. They're parts of herbs. I mean, herbs contain vitamins and minerals. We take, like, for example, in Vital Adapt, we have the plant rose hips, basically, which is a nutritive herb. You take it for its nutritive content. So that supports these what we call primary adaptogens very, very nicely. And I think vitamins and minerals are supportive to this concept, but they're not in and of themselves adaptogens.
An important point here, I think, also is that plants, even if we want to look at them biochemically, and you're talking about them beyond that as well, are made up of hundreds and hundreds of compounds each, where a vitamin is one or two molecules. So it's a much more complicated integrative synergistic therapy, wouldn't you say?
I would even go on to say beyond that, not only are they made up of hundreds, if not thousands, of chemical compounds, but because our bodies, since the beginning of time, has used plants as both food and medicine, there's this sort of relationship that we have that when we take these plants in, our bodies can almost intuitively extract certain chemicals that might even need out of that plant more. You know, if there's a certain compound that the body's saying, yes, I need this compound right now, here, and in this moment, it has the ability to extract that out. If it doesn't need that compound, it can say, I don't need it, and it can easily be excreted out of the body. And so they have one of the other important points about adaptogens. They're completely non-toxic. They've been tested for that. That's a mandate of the curriculum of what an adaptogen is. And so all people can take these things, you know, on a daily basis. And you can't really say that about anything else that I know of.
And that's one of the things about adaptogens that actually makes them easier for me to understand. How could a plant or a series of plants help so many body functions? They have all these beneficial compounds that the body can extract and use when they're needed. And when they're not needed, the body doesn't use them. So it's almost like a buffet of healing possibilities that exist within these plants that each individual will take from what they need. Is that correct, Ben?
You're absolutely right. And at the same time, we experience in different parts of our life different stress. It can be a very stressful period of our life, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 2 months, 3 months. For some people, it can be chronic stress for a long time. And these adaptogenic herbs, their effect will be, for example, the more you in a trouble, the more you have challenges in your life, the more useful adaptogens will help you. They will help you to normalize your body function. It means, you know, that human body should be in homeostasis. Stress affects our homeostasis. We're out of balance. And adaptogens help to normalize. They bring back our homeostasis, which is quite necessary for human being to be in balance.
And isn't it the case that no matter how we try to measure health, whether it's through modern medical testing or some other more antiquated methods of looking at wellness, it tends to involve looking at how effective the homeostatic systems of the body are. For example, the glucose tolerance test. We want to see if someone can bring their glucose back to normal quickly. We look at blood pressure, which is the body's attempt to regulate just the right amount of blood pressure, and so forth and so on. And cortisol testing, which is a very important thing. So we see a lot of areas where medicine is catching up to the idea that the loss of the ability to regain homeostatic control is the root cause of disease.
And at this time, sometimes it's already too late in people using strong medication, which usually can treat their symptoms, but not, again, not the root of their problem, why they have diabetes now, why they have liver problem now, but very, very often, and it's 70 to 80% of all this dysfunction and disease, They have root in stress, in chronic stress.
Donnie and Ben, you started this supplement company called Natura, and I'm impressed that you've decided to start with adaptogens. That means to me that you believe these are some of the most important healing herbal compounds that people can have in their practice.
Well, as a clinician, Robert, you know how much my practice is rooted in the eclectic philosophy, the great eclectic physicians, and even the physiomedicalist. These physicians believe that the primary focus of their practice should be building the vital force, building vitality in people, and that there was a certain ability within the human physiology. If you restored that, then disease would hasten quicker, be inhibited, there'd be higher quality of life, and even longer life. That's the other thing about these is providing a better quality of life, adding to longevity, inhibiting illness, all the things that I think people don't really face on a regular basis until it's too late. By taking these plants, I think people can then have the ability to build their homeostasis up and inhibit disease. They aid in fatigue. It's so interesting. A plant that can increase your energy level can also enable you to have better sleep. Only an adaptogen can do that. Can you imagine something that will enhance better sleep and increase energy both at the same time? Something else I want to say, though, talking about homeostasis, people don't realize that their bodies, because of the innate healing ability, redirect homeostasis to different and newer levels to compensate for stress. In other words, that as we get older and we're under all kinds of stress, not just emotional stress, but environmental stress, stress from artificial light, all these have an accumulative effect, and then that causes our body to require greater need to compensate for those stresses. And something, it has to reprioritize itself, and something has to suffer. So sometimes, like Ben said, sometimes the liver begins to not as adequately deal with detoxification. Sometimes we're not able to deal with insulin disposal, insulin sensitivity, and people start gaining weight. And nobody would ever think that stress is a cause of weight gain, but it is a great missing piece to why I think people are overweight, why there's so much hypothyroidism. And these adaptogenic plants are all about kind of delaying that.
Even with weight loss, everybody in this country just looking for some magic pill, but in the same time, that there are direct link between stress, excess cortisol in the blood, and craving for unhealthy food. The more people under stress, they out of control, and they try to compensate by eating unhealthy food. It's mostly sugar and fat. And by using adaptogens and normalizing their cortisol level in the blood, only for this reason they already can reduce craving for unhealthy food and to control their weight.
Let's talk about a disease that a MD friend of mine came up with a term for, vitopenia, meaning a lack of vitality. It seems that before people really are going to recognize, and before practitioners are really going to recognize the need for adaptogens, maybe we need to use that word, the idea that the loss of vitality really is one of the main diseases in America. Right now we're saying, what are the main diseases? Well, Syndrome X, that causes diabetes, hypertension, heart disease. Okay, obesity, overweight, but loss of vitality. Donnie, I don't know too many practitioners in this country besides yourself, and I know many practitioners who are addressing the issue of vitality, and also you are getting excellent clinical results with a lot of ailments, including cancer, and I think it's got a lot to do with the fact that you're addressing this issue of increasing vitality in order for patient healing. Speak to this concept for practitioners of the importance of addressing vitality if they want to get clinical results.
Well, I'll start with saying that my practice is built around now seeing predominantly people with cancer, and I can honestly say that every single person I see I start with building their formulations with adaptogens. And it doesn't matter if they're in terminal illness or they've just been diagnosed. It makes no difference, because even in terminal illness, adaptogens can greatly help, because the idea of cancer is a catabolic disease, particularly when it gets into later stages. The term cachexia is actually used, which is a catabolic state, because cancer is actually creating the need for its growth and breaking down tissue, taking all the nutrition from the body for its need, instead of the health of the body. Adaptogens have the ability, by building vitality, by reducing the catabolic to anabolic ratio, so increasing anabolism proportionately to catabolism, increasing the ability to withstand the stress of cancer, because you don't think of that, withstand the stress of cancer, you can again aid in people even with terminal illness, give them better nutrition, have them build some lean muscle mass, and therefore that might either prolong their life or at least diminish the onslaught of what normally happens is just this cachexic state. So adaptogens are good from a perspective of a healthy person like me to restore or to prevent illness and just give me more vitality, and also for the very, very advancedly ill, and also for the competitive athlete.
And by the way, adaptogens in Russia, it was developed not really for sick people, for people who have health problem, and even not for prevention of their medical problem. It was developed mostly for athletes, for military program, for space program. Why? I was working as a director of scientific group for Soviet Olympic teams. But we faced the same challenge for sport program, for military program, for space program. It was the same challenge. How to perform, how to be productive, how to be effective under stress. When you're under severe stress, when you're under chronic stress, but you should perform on your best. And because I was in athletic, it means international competition. It's a question we should beat everybody in the world. We should be the best. Why Soviet government invested millions of dollars? Why they tried to create something which can help to take advantage and to demonstrate that our so-called Soviet political system is the best in the world. And to demonstrate, it's very difficult to demonstrate that economically you can be a power, but it was much easier to demonstrate your power in military, in space, and in sport, and we managed to do it. And the search for adaptogens, it was search to find such product. In the beginning it was to find medicine, then it was to find natural remedy which can help us to perform under severe stress.
Sounds like the U.S. government had a space program and the Soviet government had an adaptogen program.
And by the way, I have communication with the head of space program in Russia. It was about 30-35 years ago, and he told me, I am so surprised. In our space program, usually it can come from military, and we can prepare everybody to become a cosmonaut. In the same time, in USA, it's such selection that only they select individuals who genetically can prove that they can go to space. But the main surprise it was in preparation to space and in space program. And he was told me about 30-35 years ago that in USA program, they use stimulants, they use amphetamine. And it's again to overcome the result of stress over fatigue and to perform. But we already found that when you're under severe stress, and if it's some emergency, in short term, yes, it can help you to overcome fatigue and to do your best. But it can be only 1 day, 2 days. Then you will pay off. You will be even more in stress as a result of using stimulant.
This is an enormous point. And Donnie, I also want to say what's paradoxical about these adaptogens is because they act so generally in the body to tonify the body, if I'm using that word correctly, they're actually much easier for practitioners to implement in their practice. It's not like a very specific plant like white pond lily or mistletoe where you really have to know what you're doing. But the adaptogens, not that you don't require some education to use them to their greatest effectiveness, but they seem to be plants that just about all of us can benefit from. Is that correct?
It's correct. Say you came to me and you said, Donnie, I've been suffering from psoriasis. It comes and goes. It seems like maybe going into the winter it comes on and kind of fades when I go to warm weather and to the beach. And then when you know I've been under a lot of personal stress and I've just had the worst case ever. And there's a couple of ways. Like the traditional way that a practitioner would formulate would be putting together maybe their two or three favorite herbs for psoriasis, or maybe doing an interview with you and finding out a couple of areas that we're finding weak and using those plants that support those areas. But they're still not addressing what Ben said, which was a deeper cause. How do we implement a strategy that maybe gets inside the limbic system of the body, inside the brain center, and says that if we can build that up, that when the body is under different kinds of stress, and some can be the personal emotional stress, some can be the change in temperature. You know, that's a stress. You know, flying from one time zone to the other is a stress. What can we do to then implement plants, which are the adaptogens, along with these specific plants for the skin condition? Can we actually put them together and then personalize this person's formula, not only to be effective against the skin condition, but over time, that never comes back again because you've gone to a deeper level of treatment. And that's what I do, basically. That's how I formulate.
I believe what it's necessary. Adaptogens, it's not something that it was invention of Ben Tabachnik or Donald Jans. Adaptogens already on the market internationally, not just in Russia. The first research about adaptogens, what I mentioned, it was in Chinese medicine for centuries. But first time, from scientific standpoint, it was proof the effectiveness of so-called adaptogenic herbs. First in 50s and in 60s, but already in the end of 70s, that information about Russian adaptogens crossed the border because it was some international symposium in Moscow. And adaptogens became popular first in Europe, in Germany, in England, in Italy. Then some adaptogens became popular in this country. You can find on the market, let's say, ginseng, Panax ginseng, or Siberian ginseng. So it's not something new. What's new and what we developed together with Donald, and we call it new generation of adaptogenic herbs, because it's happened just really very unique that Donald has experience mostly as a in clinical area. I have experience working with athletes and general public, and that was mostly how to help them to overcome stress. So we combine our knowledge from different fields. And not just only knowledge. I have knowledge about Russian adaptogens. And Donald have knowledge about many herbs from China, from India, from Brazil. And after many, many discussions, we try to combine. It's not just any herbs, but it's certain herbs in certain combination. I spent at least 25, 30 years experimenting with different herbs, how to combine them together, that they will help athletes to be more successful before competition, how they should recover after competition, how to use them for a long time, when we should change, and so on. So it was my practical experience based on 45 years of research and science. Why we have quite different concept of developing new generation of adaptogenic formulas.
Well, let's talk about a formula that both of you have developed. It's called Vital Adapt. Who is Vital Adapt for, Donnie?
Vital Adapt is a formula designed for anyone and everyone, even children 6 years old, up trying to take a little formula that helps prevent the frequency of colds and flus they may get in school, all the way up again to the person that I see in a debilitating state, someone undergoing radiation therapy, chemotherapy, or surgery. And then also for the business executive person that's traveling a lot, working long days. So it's developed for to be a good overall tonic formula for a wide variety of people. It's also designed to cover what I call all the organ systems of the body. So there are several primary adaptogens in there from Russia, complemented by secondary adaptogens, some from China, some from India, and then what I call companion adaptogens, which are not thought of as adaptogens, but when I think of these plants that are these flavonoid-rich plants like hawthorn leaf, flower, and berry, the grape seed and the grape skin, the rose hips, the elderberry, the turmeric, green tea, if you're able to use them and complement them with the primary adaptogens, you basically have a good lung tonic, a good kidney tonic, a liver tonic, a heart tonic, an immune system tonic, an anti-stress tonic. So it's designed to be a full-spectrum, nutritive, adaptogenic formula.
And I know that you and Ben have spent well over a year formulating this one formula, sourcing the raw materials. I've never seen so much work go into one product.
It was 1 year plus 60 years of my life. It was just many, many years working with adaptogens. I'm using adaptogens myself. I believe it was in 1962 when I started to use adaptogenic herbs. So it's already 40 years I'm using adaptogenic herbs, and I'm experimenting with them at least 25.
Let's talk about some of the ingredients in Vital Adapt that I haven't seen before. Schizandra seed. What is so special about that? We've seen Schizandra berry, but what's special about the Schizandra seed, Donnie?
Well, the Schizandra seed extract is the extract that all the Russian research has been done on as thinking of Schizandra as an adaptogenic herb. And so a lot of people promote Schizandra in this country as an adaptogen and base certain studies on Schizandra seed by promoting their product, which is a Schizandra fruit product. I'm not going to say that Schizandra fruit is not a good medicine. It's actually a kidney lung tonic in Chinese medicine, but it's not the seed extract. There's different compounds in the seed, and those compounds have shown to have enormous anti-fatigue activity, improve eyesight, both on several parameters, night vision, and even help the retina. It's been shown to improve racehorses, runners, and be a very good liver detoxifier, actually, also. And so that's one of the things that distinguishes the plants that we have, is that the research, when you read the research on the plants, the Eleutherococcus, which is both the Siberian ginseng root and leaf, the Aralia, the Schizandra seed, the extracts that are used in Vital Adapt are the same extracts based on the scientific research from Russia. And there's nobody else that can make that claim. And beyond that, when they come into this country, we have those same plants actually undergo further processing that concentrates them more than what they are, even what they are when they're used in Russia.
So that quite... Just if mentioned about Schizandra, why seeds? It's mostly in this country you will find Schizandra fruits. And as Donald mentioned, all research in Russia, it was done on seeds. It was some research on fruits as well, but Russian scientists found that if you have fruits and seeds together, in fruits you have such fruit acids which destroy active substances, schizadrine, and this product became not as effective as adaptogen. Why I believe it was many years of research. And it's not just only about Schizandra. You can find some herbs in our formulas that are very popular in this country, let's say Siberian ginseng. But Siberian ginseng, actually, it's not from Siberia, and it's not ginseng. It's just exotic name for American public. But what you can find on the market with the name Siberian ginseng, it's Chinese herbs siwujia. It's not even Eleutherococcus. So in Russia, we have Eleutherococcus. And Eleutherococcus, all research was done on Eleutherococcus. And it's again, it's not even in botanical name. You can name Eleutherococcus, and to bring from China Eleutherococcus, even though it's not the same Eleutherococcus, it's from the same family, very close to Russian grown Eleutherococcus. The main difference between Russian growing herbs and Russian product, it's in technology. Russian have knowledge based on many, many years of research. In what time you should pick up the harvest? And if, let's say, it was summer was very dry, or it was windy and it was rain, we already have knowledge to know when we should pick up. We should wait a couple of weeks, or we should pick up before. We know exactly how to dry. We know exactly what the extraction. And extraction, it's absolutely, let's say, different from Chinese extraction. Chinese extraction is mostly heat extraction, 2-3 hours. In Russia, we have cold extraction, 6 days non-stop extraction. Why? We have in our extract full spectrum of active substances. It's not only in botanical name, but in technology. In technology from the field to the final product.
So, Ben, what you bring to the formula is not just your many decades of research, as Donnie does in his clinical experience as well, but the Russian connection, the sourcing of the raw materials. It would be one thing if the two of you took your knowledge about which formulas you'd want to make, which herbs should be in there. But I think what brings all of this to the next level is that you have the connection to where to get the best kind of each of these herbs so that they're going to work according to the research. Is that right, Ben?
Yeah, it's right. In some way, we took advantage of 45 years of research and millions of dollars which was spent by Russian government to achieve it. We have Russian knowledge in science. We have Russian technology. And our knowledge and our practical experience. Because in Russia, our formula, it's quite unique. And in Russia, no such product in Russia. And we have such hope, and I believe it's quite realistic hope, that our product very soon will be used in Russia. And we will start with the best top-level Russian athletes.
Donnie, how excited are you to work with Ben on this formula and to source these unique raw materials from Russia?
It's been extremely exciting for me, both from the perspective of meeting Ben on a personal basis and liking him very much and having his friendship, but also just my philosophy being so much about enhancing the vitality and then always believing so much in adaptogens and now learning so much more about the history of adaptogens, the history of adaptation, the stress response, and then learning about the technology in Russia and what kind of raw materials they have and how superior they are to what is widely available in this country, and then the enormous benefit that the potential that has of bringing so much benefit to so many people that need it.
I mean, here you are, Donnie, if you don't mind me saying, Mr. Adaptogen, and Ben, you'd be Dr. Adaptogen, using adaptogens for so many years in your practice, meeting Ben, I think it's like the meeting of the two great adaptogen minds of the herbal world right now.
But at the same time, for me, it was very unique, and I'm very excited about our meeting as well, because usually I have experience, it was mostly in the field of sport, athletic, general public. Even I knew that there are research in Russia, and it was widely used in medicine. In Russia, it's, you know, every physician prescribed adaptogens. Let's say you are using strong medications, the same time they prescribe your adaptogens. But for me, it was, I was not interested in using adaptogens in medicine, and I have not this knowledge how to use them. And for Donald, who have experience working with usually sick people, with people who have many dysfunction, so it was quite new area.
Continuing on Vital Adapt, I've noticed that the longer I take it, the better it seems to work. Donnie, when someone starts taking Vital Adapt, how do they know how much to take and how long should they be taking it? Or is this so specific to each person that it's really hard to say?
Well, it's not hard to say how long someone should be taking it. I mean, it's a formula that people can take on a daily basis and pretty much indefinitely. I mean, if you choose to take breaks from it, that would be your own personal choice. I personally don't choose to do that. It's also a daily tonic of mine that I feel has enhanced my own vitality by enabling me to have a full practice, to oversee 3 practitioners, write 4 books, lecture all around the country, write about these wonderful products, and still feel wonderful and fantastic.
On top of your healthy diet and exercise regime, we need to make sure we add.
Of course.
Ben, how long should people take adaptogens?
I believe it's only the question about how long. It's regardless of age, regardless of stress level, everybody should use every day. And it's not just a question, you know, break. Yeah, it's a break. I believe it's if you make break, it's the same as people tell me, you're exercising, you're in a good shape. What if I will stop exercising? Okay, gradually you will be out of shape. The same it can happen if you are using adaptogens. It means you're now in balance, you have your homeostasis, even you can cope with stresses of daily life, you are not using adaptogen gradually. Even if with adaptogen, it's the after effect. You stop using adaptogen, you still will be in a good shape for a month, for two, maybe for three. But it again, it depends what your lifestyle, how many challenges in your life. But because we know stress, it's not just only emotional stress, but we experience stress daily, and not just daily. Stress bombarding us. And if why we need to use protection from stress on a daily basis.
I think Americans are under so much stress that it reminds me of what one scientist said, which is that fish don't know that water exists. And I think Americans, because they're under such continual stress and it's such a part of our culture, don't know that stress exists. Donnie, would you agree?
I'd probably do more than agree. I think that people don't realize the onslaught of the accumulation that stress can have. It is not just momentary. It's not just in the day that you worked two or three extra hours, didn't eat as well. It has an accumulation, and your body makes compromises so that you get through that day. You produce more hormones to get through that stressful event, but it has to make compromises in order to do that. It has to. And those compromises vary from one person to the next person and to the next person. Osteoporosis is an accumulation of stress. Nobody would ever see that. But the body hasn't had enough ability to put energy for that anabolic function that adaptogens assist in that go to building the types of cells that are needed to maintain good bone health. And nobody would ever think that. So people are not realizing the effect that stress is truly having on their body.
If someone is under a lot of stress, they're working extra hours, they have to. They're a single mom, they've got two kids, they don't have any choice. Should they be taking more Vital Adapt? Ben?
It's not a question about more or less. It depends what their stress level. And if they start in the beginning, they should use bigger dosage. Gradually, it can reduce the dosage, but I recommend to overstressed people when they start with really using not two, three times in a day, and it can be just between 1-2 milliliters every dosage. So it can be 2-3 times in a day, just 1-2 full droppers of our product.
You also have developed the two of you a product called Power Adapt. Donnie, tell me the difference between Vital Adapt and Power Adapt.
Well, as I explained, Vital Adapt being a very full spectrum formula that covers all organ systems of the body, being nutritive. Power Adapt, on the other hand, is more of an energizing formula and a little bit more blood vitalizing. In Chinese medicine, you might say that it's a little bit more of a yang tonic, where the Vital Adapt is very balancing as a yin and yang tonic. But that would be the primary difference. And the Power Adapt has such agents as pantocrine, which is a very specialized extract of the velvet antler from deer. It has the Panax ginseng, the Korean Panax ginseng, where Vital Adapt only has American ginseng, and the Korean ginseng, again, is a little bit more yang. It has a very interesting plant called Repunctacum carthamoides, which is a Russian herb that has a tremendous anabolic action in the body, again, a building up effect in the body. It has in it a little bit more of the Eleuthero leaf than the Vital Adapt because the leaf is a little bit more energizing then. So the Power Adapt can be used by everyone. It could be used more short-term for people under extreme stress, very fatigued, maybe people suffering from a lot of anemia because it's a little bit more, like I said, a little bit more blood vitalizing in that regard. Or it can be taken in combination with Vital Adapt just as a daily formula because they do balance each other out. I've kind of formulated them to be able to be taken together, like I do myself, basically.
What time of day should Vital Adapt and Power Adapt be taken, Donnie? As Ben said, throughout the day, and if so, what kind of doses?
Personally, the way I mostly use it is I like PowerAdapt a little bit more as a morning tonic because it's a little bit more energizing. So I tend to sometimes prescribe that in a higher dosage in the morning and maybe a little bit lower dosage in the evening if I'm going to use it, or an afternoon dosage. A lot of people get that afternoon fog. The VitalAdapt, sometimes a lower dosage in the morning, or they use it as an evening tonic to sort of offset PowerAdapt. Or they can just be blended together on both morning, midday, and even in the evening, because it's not going to be over-energizing that someone's going to suffer from a sleep problem. Like I said, it's going to actually, with the Avena seed in it, it's actually going to be a very good aid to sleep.
I believe for everybody, the main dosage, the most effective dosage, is just from the morning. As soon as people are awake, it's my experience. Just first shot of adaptogens, just in the morning, before even I take shower, before I have breakfast. And I know what will be the stress, challenges. And I know second, my dosage, it will be between 3 and 4 o'clock. I know that I will go to play tennis. It will be just physical stress for me. And it's second dosages. But it's different from time to time. But constantly for me, it's the main dosage. The highest dosage is just from the morning. And second dosage to keep me going to the end of the day.
What kind of results could a patient with, say, some adrenal exhaustion, some hypoglycemia, expect if they're on PowerAdapt for a number of months, Donnie?
They should have great improvement because the focus of that formula is the adrenal exhaustion, basically. Adaptogens, if they're nonspecific, but one of the central areas of focus is the adrenal gland because that's considered the great stress gland of the body. So PowerAdapt should have a fantastic effect on somebody suffering from specifically adrenal exhaustion, where the VitalAdapt might be a little bit more suited for someone suffering from what I would call adrenal yin deficiency almost. And that would be a person that still thinks that they have tons of energy. They crank out of bed, they get up, they go all day, and they go to bed, but little by little that adrenal gland is suffering. It's still producing all the hormones needed to get through the day, but sort of its inner energy is suffering because everything is externalizing. They're doing a good job putting out hormones to get through the day, but again, they're lacking some inner nourishment. And the VitalAdapt is, like I said, a little bit more nourishing, a little bit better suited for that kind of person, whereas the PowerAdapt for that exhaustion, that person that's just got that adrenal fatigue, is definitely going to be the formula that's going to help the most.
Ben, you've worked with so many athletes. If there's someone who wants to tonify their body, perhaps help improve their ability to do endurance sports or strength training, VitalAdapt, PowerAdapt, which ones would you suggest, or both?
For athletes who I usually recommend to start with PowerAdapt and using PowerAdapt, let's say there are such training cycle when they in the recovery, let's say for 5-6 weeks, they can switch to VitalAdapt, and it will be great just to switch from one product to the second product, and then when they resume their intensive training, start with PowerAdapt again. Just in simple way, the difference between VitalAdapt and PowerAdapt, VitalAdapt, it's most for the people who have just not really severe stress, just daily life stress. PowerAdapt, it's mostly for people who have severe stress, chronic stress. It's very competitive people, very active people. They need something much stronger. And the VitalAdapt, it's more mild. PowerAdapt, it's stronger.
Tony, what about the diabetic patient? PowerAdapt?
It'd be based more on their constitution. Like I said, that person that really has the ability to crank through the day, says, I got great energy, probably the VitalAdapt. There's plenty of plants in there that are shown to have a normalizing effect on insulin signaling, insulin sensitivity, particularly, again, in the Eleuthera case. The Eleuthera leaf has shown to be better for diabetics than the Eleuthera root. But I would base it more on the person than one formula being better over the other. It would have to be, again, if that person has a lot of fatigue and very deficient, it would be PowerAdapt. If they're not so deficient, they're a little bit excess, they have insulin resistance with hypertension, very red, red ears, that kind of person, definitely the VitalAdapt. With the hawthorn leaf, flower, and berry, with the grape seed and skin, with a lot more the Ganoderma, the reishi mushroom, it's going to be very, very good for that constitution.
Donnie and Ben, what do you think would happen if this country as a whole started using a lot more high-quality adaptogen products, Ben?
First of all, it will be they will manage to deal with stress much better without such consequences for their health, because it's only one country in the world that there are 20 million depressed, chronically depressed people who are using antidepressants.
Donnie, what do you think would happen in America if Americans suddenly became as addicted to adaptogens as they are right now to sodas?
I think the insurance companies might get very happy, because we'd see a lot less frequency of people going to the doctors, both for acute illness and chronic illness. So that's the first thing that I think is going to happen. The state of illness in this country is extremely sad. I mean, people are walking around so lacking vitality that I think that if people were taking formulas like this, we would see a lot happier people that show more vitality, that show a little bit more spunk, less illness, and that would be what we would see. But especially if they can combine that with lifestyle changes. I mean, adaptogens aren't magic bullets. I mean, people need to be aware of making many changes in their life. And the first change is how they choose to respond to events in their life, not just what's happening. Because I always say that stress is 90% how you choose to react and 10% what's really happening. So if you can combine taking adaptogens with really reevaluating your life, making different choices on how you decide to live your life, maybe less access to the news, maybe less TV, choosing not to drink soda, and then thinking of an adaptogens as a companion to those things, that's what you need to do. They're not going to replace doing those things. People still need to make changes in their life, and that's a very important point that I'd like to make.
And Donald mentioned vitality. Yes, it's right, it's vitality, it's well-being, but mostly the general public in this country, people very pragmatic. They have to work. They're very competitive. They're very ambitious. And they create these stresses in their life. Even there are plenty of stresses, but they create some additional stresses. So it's sometimes they don't care about vitality. They don't care about well-being. And if you will talk to their vitality, they will not listen to you. What do you mean vitality? I'm only 42. When I will be 70, then I will think about vitality or well-being. But what they think? They think about their productivity, their job productivity. They think about not to be so overtired that after 6-7 o'clock, they could not, their family function, to be in family, to spend time with their kids. They just exhausted. What they usually, or from the morning, when they tired, and it affects their job performance. And usually, what we will find in American life, people try to use coffee, and not just one cup of coffee, but it can be 2, 3, 4, 5, and then it will be pay off. We know how caffeine, it's a stimulant, and how it affects the body.
It increases the need for adaptogens, doesn't it?
The more stresses in our life, the more need for adaptogens. And by the way, the Russian pharmacologist who first idea about adaptogens, it was the great Russian pharmacologist, Dr. Nikolai Lazarev. And he mentioned in the 60s that adaptogens will be the number one herbal remedy, number one medicine for the next century, because he anticipated what kind of stresses and challenges will be in our life. So we have the same body, we have the same function, we have the same instinct how to respond to challenges, to stresses.
And one of the stresses we have, Ben, is a desire to work 8 hours a day, raise a family, and exercise a lot. And you feel that adaptogens, as you've already said, can help with that exercise. Any more comments on the exercise enhancement component of the adaptogens?
Sometimes people, they would like to exercise, but they tired, they have not energy, and even they push himself to go to gym, and they exercising, but this exercising became some additional stress for them. So why so many people, they have New Year resolutions, they go to the gym, and usually take a month and two. It's not just their willpower. Sometimes, yes, for some individual it can be willpower, but mostly people have lack of energy.
Someone once said that life is one long process of getting tired. And I think adaptogens address that, because in America we are burning the candle at both ends. Any closing comments on adaptogens, Donnie?
Well, if people want to have a little bit more information, Ben and I have a book coming out in 2004 called Adaptogens, Breakthrough Solutions for Stress Defense and Energy Enhancement. And they could also, just to learn more about adaptogens, they could look at our website called NaturaHealthProducts.com.
Ben, any closing comments for someone considering using adaptogens for the first time? Or someone who might have used adaptogens and been disappointed, perhaps because they weren't of high quality?
It's nothing new for me. I know that people read articles, and many companies in this country, they make claims, but it's claims which based on Russian science about Russian products and Russian adaptogenic herbs. In reality, what they can find on the market, they find some duplicate, mostly Chinese product with the same botanical name, and people start to use this product and they were disappointed, and it's really bad. But I'm sure, I strongly believe that adaptogens will be very soon in every household in this country.
Well, I want to thank you both. It's been a pleasure spending time with you.
You also, Robert. Thank you very much. And my last comment would be just try it.
Absolutely.